such a privilege to be on it. So anyway, to get to our street from the city centre, you had to pass over the Pill, a small tributary of the River Shore. You'd walk towards the old infirmary and onto the top of John's Hill. Then you turn left onto Percy Terrace and down you came. We lived across from the Protestant school. Mostly we played with the Chesters and the Keens. Games always started out in a nice civilised fashion. If someone had a bit of chalk and a couple of stones, we'd play hopscotch along the footpath. Or if we had two small bouncy balls, we'd play up against a wall. Dash it, Mrs. Brown, dash it, Mrs. Brown, dashy, 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 Mrs. Brown, over Mrs. Brown, over Mrs. Brown, and all that. Whoever was on would keep going until one of the balls was dropped. The rest of us would wait, biding our time, until an opening appeared, and that was how the day would tick by and the sun would sink behind the rooftops. When it was my turn, I'd jump into the space and have a go. All eyes watched jealously, waiting to see when I dropped the balls. When I did, the next girl pushed me out. I'm next, she'd cry and elbow me away. When I am dead and in my grave and all my bones are rotten, these two balls will tell you my age when I am quite forgotten. One, two, three, two, and now I'm on my second game. There was always an audience when we played with the skipping rope. They'd stand in a tight circle and chant out the rhyme, clapping out the beat sometimes too. Everyone counted. I look back on those days in Waterford through the zoetrope of time and I remember how we were. The stakes mounted as you neared the end and you longed to jump into the middle and skip to the growing beat of the pack and the elegant belt of the rope. Teddy bear, tip the ground. Teddy bear, turn around. Teddy bear, tie your shoes. Teddy bear, out goes you. And kick up sticks and switch off the lights. The rhyme ruled, and if you lost the pulse, you'd surely trip. Breathless, we jump with the arc of the rope swinging over us and the space underneath getting tighter. As the rope went faster, it slapped down like a metronome against the stones of the road, a merciless note of flatness. The most difficult and the best part was when we skipped, as one under the rope, with our heads bent, our bodies ducked down and our feet tucked in. When we all jumped together under the one arc, singing the chant, breathless, the great slap of our feet together on the footpath was intensified. The jostling of elbows and the effort was magnificent. Eilish O'Brady in her book All In, which was published for the fourth time by Corla Bailey this Éireann a couple of years ago, studies the traditional street games children used to play in Dublin. But in Waterford too, our streets rang with the drumbeat of half-truths, messages and hidden taboos. Our games were threaded too with snippets of adult stories. Even the Clancy brothers with Tommy Makem, on an album they recorded in Carnegie Hall in 1963, sang about the chants they used to sing in Carrick and Shore as children. Ahem, ahem, me mother's gone to church. She told me not to play with you because you're in the dirt. It isn't because you're dirty, it isn't because you're clean, it's because you have the hoop and cough and eat margarine. We in Lower Newtown were cruel and viscerally caught up in the pack dynamics of our street games. One night, after being assailed by our marauding horde from Alphonsus Road,
the enemy,
we faced the group down in the laneway behind Percy Terrace, moving as one tribal and territorial unit. We threw stones to repel them. We were living viragos, unafraid and shaking. It was the same principle as skipping. You couldn't miss the beat. Your turn came and you stepped up. My ankle was pumping blood when I got home that evening. When my mother opened the front door, I practically fainted into her arms with the excitement and the fright of our skirmish. But when enmity between one patch and another, one lane and another, erupted, it was out-and-out war. I still bear the tiny scar from that stone on my ankle today, and it reminds me of how I was once vicious, territorial, and driven by the beat of balls and a skipping rope.